Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, this Indian OF creator exploited a youngling to boost her spicy content sales. Maybe someone should disclose her fans list. You know, for PDF research purposes. This looks like Amanda Bynes' long-lost sister. I've seen plastic toys with less plastic in their faces. Maybe the 5-year-old was hidden inside of her lips. I also wouldn't be surprised if this was a man in disguise. How much you want to bet that they will receive a very light sentence? Optics, and speaking of plastic surgery, why do women today look like clone NPC copies of each other? Well, in the past, they all had a unique look. Simple answer, of course. They're all seeking the same chads, and chads for some reason prefer women with fake up and certain features. Plus, everything looks the same in a gynocentric society. The cars, the phones, clothes, furnishings, everything including the women. Women used to complain about men wanting unrealistic beauty standards, yet they pursue them themselves more than ever now. Number 3, 84% of the 12 million married children in the world under the age of 10 are Hindus. Why did Jeets do this? But this is old news from 2016, and apparently things have now changed. Somehow I don't believe it. Maybe this is the only way for some Indian males to get them virgin females. Here's more recent news from India saying that sleeping with a deceased person is not an offense, and that abuse of a woman's body is rampant in the morgues. Can't they just keep it in their pants? Moving on, boys have no idea what girls go through. All that attention is just horrible. Oh, the humanity. If men didn't give them any attention, they would complain that men weren't approaching them anymore. Oh wait, they're already making TikTok videos all about that. Then again, maybe women are right, because in real life, many of the men approaching them are Indians. So maybe they really should have our sympathies. These same girls also don't know what boys go through. Number 5, Clavicular was banned and terminated from YouTube. Looks like the left found their latest purse to demonize the way they did with Andrew Tate. Bro here looks like he went from looks maxing to band maxing. Looks like the lamestream media doesn't want men improving their appearance to sleep with women and not offer them commitments. Plus, many women see men modifying their appearance as cheating. Yet women have no problem cheating with cosmetic surgery and makeup themselves. Opnex let it sink in that 1 in 4 adults will now stay single for life. So basically 2 out of every 4 men will be single. Higgsfield needs to say it like it is. Plus, the few women that will stay single, they'll still get slammed by Chad Rounds. Men and women are in a Mexican standoff. Women won't marry if they don't get a Chad to commit to them. And men will remain single if dating apps are too much work compared to just playing video games and watching corn. Number 7, why do so few men receive compliments? This one complimented him and 10 years later he's still thinking about it. It's the same phenomenon as men getting flowers. The first time they ever get them is during their funerals. And that's only traditionally to cover the smell of the corpse up. Men are truly alone unless they bond while going to war together. Whenever I receive a compliment, I get suspicious, thinking that somebody wants something from me and they're just lowering my defenses. Moving on, I never thought I'd see an opinion piece about young women being radicalized to hate men. In all the places it was published in Canada. Feminism is about fat and unattractive women telling other women to stay single and hate men. The truth is, liberal women are creating hard times and men are walking away from everything. I suspect articles like this are in part to convince men to keep working and paying tax as a sort of damage control. Number 9, looks like Macaulay Culkin didn't just have to worry about burglars in Home Alone. But he dodged a massive bullet as the man who owned the Home Alone house while they were filming ended himself after a child porn arrest. No wonder he didn't let fans in to take pictures of the house. If they ever make a Home Alone reboot again, it looks like it's going to be going in a weird direction. The moment I saw this story, I thought it was Uncle Frank. There was always something strange about him. Optics, here's the difference between you investing in crypto and others doing it. Others either go in early, invested in Bitcoin over the last 4 or 5 years, didn't use leverage and understood the 4-year cycle. Plus, they didn't panic sell when the price fell 70% or more. It's all about different skill levels and luck. If the 4-year cycle holds, in October of this year, it'll be the best time to buy Bitcoin and chill for the next 3 years. Not financial advice, but that's probably what I'll be doing. Number 11, many women worm their way into a man's life by making themselves useful to him. This one couldn't find anything because he cooks his own meals from scratch, cleans, and does his own laundry. I just know that if she found a man to do all those things for, she would constantly be on his back for not doing those things for himself. I'm sure if she gave a man the best sex he's ever had, then he would have found that useful. Moving on, is this the future for many women or just the stuff that men tell themselves to make themselves feel better? Probably a bit from column A and a bit from column B. Women are typically hedonistic and live for the moment like children, and it's pretty rare to find out what that looks like far into the future. The ones that do try and control every aspect of your life with them. The ones that are easygoing, their life is usually in chaos. I rarely found ones in the middle. Number 13, and here's a post to show you just how amoral women are. 29,000 women signed a petition to release Cameron Herron after a hit and run where he ended a mother and her child. The black-pilled looks maxers are right, and women hate it when it's pointed out. Even if he goes away for life, he'll be getting conjugal visits. Girls are the worst gooners because it's not looked down upon for them. But it looks like his luck ran out along with his hair because here he is at the age of 26. Up next, here's another teacher arrested for having an inappropriate relationship with the students. Notice anything different about this one? I think it's the first East Asian teacher we've seen doing this. But it looks like she probably identifies as white based on that hair color. Seeing this, this flight attendant says it's a good thing for her that crew members don't get in trouble for hooking up with their passengers. Number 15, so this is the sad state of affairs in the West, where the King of England met with Zoran Mamdani and took part in a Muslim prayer with him. Should he abdicate because actions like this betray both the church, who he's the head of, as well as the British people? The Catholic Pope is also allowing Muslim prayer rooms in the Vatican. Have these guys forgotten that Muslims want to destroy Christianity and unite the entire world under Islam? Moving on, meanwhile in Canada, this Jeet was set to be deported after ending a hockey team with his truck. But a white female says that he can stay because of his court challenge to stay on humanitarian grounds. This is how messed up Canada is. You can end 16 Canadians, serve 3 years in prison, and still not get deported. What could possibly be dangerous for him in India? Besides, of course, the air, food, monkeys, and fecal matter everywhere. Number 17, Milady here says that at 44, she's very fertile and refuses to repopulate in Donald Trump's America. She also looks very filtered in this photo. But yes, she is fertile if she wants to make cute little downy babies. She thinks it's a victory taking herself out of the gene pool. Meanwhile, it just means more conservatives will reproduce in Trump's America. I'd reproduce, but with my 4 autoimmune conditions, it would probably end up killing me. I have an allergy to cold, extreme food allergy, psoriasis, and microscopic colitis. My body is constantly trying to kill me. Up next, here's the gas price in Western Canada, and that's about $7 per gallon. Even California isn't that bad with gas prices there being only $6.16 per gallon. And remember that Canadians are paid on average 40% less than Americans. If Canada only had its own refineries and pipelines, this wouldn't be a problem with our oil wealth. But our politicians refuse this, and they bring in carbon taxes to punish us. Luckily, I rarely drive anymore. Number 19, and look at this madness with New York and California in talks to join Canada. They are very preliminary talks, but increasingly serious discussions. Looks like it's possible that there might be a U.S. civil war incoming after all. If Wall Street and Silicon Valley join Canada, a resource powerhouse, what would actually happen to the rest of America? Chinese officials call this a constructive step towards a more balanced global order. Of course they'd say this. America falling apart benefits them. Most people also didn't realize that this story is just satire. Well, that's a relief. Moving on, this guy asks if anyone knows how to unclog a dishwasher. Derek says to pull her tampon string. But seriously, why do we need women to wash our dishes? We invented machines to make them obsolete. They do a terrible job washing them, and there are usually food particles stuck to them. But I'll play along and give you a solution as to how to fix a noisy dishwasher. Many dishwashers seem to enjoy such treatment these days. Number 21 hears me riding my bike down the street in 1988, looking forward to what the future would look like. Now I just want to go back to the late 80s. I was pretty optimistic up until the early 2010s. After that, things started falling apart once women started using the internet with smartphones and Hollywood started producing trash. Since then, the only good things that have come out are nostalgia and retrowave. This photo looks more like the early 80s instead of the late 80s. Up next, this guy casts hundreds of women in corn in Argentina. They agree to star in films if he would only share the videos outside the country and wouldn't upload them. Many of the girls were in relationships and had children, and now their secret is out. He shared the videos with people overseas, but they didn't promise not to upload them. Imagine how many women would get paid to be digital prostitutes if they were paid to do so and no one found out. Number 23, this famed Japanese author with no arms and legs confessed to 5 extramarital affairs as he prepares for a political career. This is proof that women don't care what you look like if you're famous. He has more extramarital affairs than most people have limbs. Looks like he's got the only limb he needs. Average 5'8" guys aren't getting action, and this guy is 3 feet tall and crushing it. And the best part for him is that the women do all the work. He probably told his wife he never laid a hand on any of these women, which is true. Moving on, this trans woman is threatening to sue a tech firm because their AI facial recognition software identifies her as a male. Maybe if he got facial feminization surgery, the results might be different. I wouldn't be surprised if she wasn't even taking hormones and was just dressing in drag full-time to trick straight men into sleeping with her. I mean him. If she only tried harder and went further with surgeries and boob jobs, people might take her seriously. Number 25 on the last one, speaking of Amanda Bynes again, she seems to be getting worse. Why does she have purple eyebrows? And she looks unrecognizable. How long before she starts an OnlyFans page? Here are some more pictures of this clown. No one forced her to use dollar store makeup and get tacky tattoos. Maybe this is what happens if you're repeatedly raped by Harvey Weinstein in your teens. I don't know who's worse. Her or Britney Spears. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.